It's 8:46. That is a song, When I Grow Up, from Matilda the Musical, which will be performed by Joliet West High School Friday, March 13th, Saturday, March 14th, both nights 7, and then Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Joliet West Vocal Music Department inviting all of you to the Spring Musical, the Tony Award-winning Matilda the Musical. And I have in our WJOL studios four of the key participants in this event. Mary Dixon is a student director in charge of staying. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Lydia Richardson is a student director in charge of technical planning. Hi, Lydia.
Hi.
And Elena Crino is a senior. You're playing Miss Honey. Hi, Elena.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. And Gemma Newby is a senior playing Matilda.
Hello.
So that would be, I'm guessing, the lead role, right?
Yes.
Really? All right. So we have the big dog here, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask the directors here real quick. Mary, is she any good?
She's wonderful. She knows exactly what she's doing. I hardly have to direct her.
You hardly have to direct her. I love this. First of all, I love the fact, and you're a choral director is here, Tim DeBoer. So hi, Tim. He's in the background shooting videos. He didn't want to talk. I love the fact that students are directing this. So you guys are doing the whole thing? So he's not involved at all?
Oh, no. He's still quite involved. He definitely guides the process here. He scheduled everything, which was a huge part of it.
Oh, sure.
Brought it all together. Sure. And he definitely oversees all the stuff that we do because, you know, as much as I like to think that I know what I'm doing, definitely knows more than I do. So we're glad to have him.
I'm going to turn around and ask Tim a question. Do all schools have student directors?
Probably not.
I like that. I think it's really important. Lydia, I mean, is this something that you want to do professionally because you've gotten bitten by the bug where maybe you don't want to act but you want to be involved?
So this is actually my second year doing this.
Okay.
But I am not currently planning on pursuing any musical theater thing.
Okay.
I might do it in college, but I wouldn't do it past college probably.
All right. Very, very cool. So how difficult is it to basically be in charge of your peers? I mean, because when, you know, Mr. DeBoer says something, you guys jump to it. Do any of these people ever challenge you?
For the most part, people are actually really agreeable and they're really nice, but sometimes it's a little easy for everyone to get distracted and it can be hard to bring in the reins a little bit sometimes. But
all right.
For the most part, it's gone pretty smoothly.
Lydia, what's been your biggest challenge in charge of technical planning? Because technical's the lights and all the props and everything, right?
Yeah, so I don't deal with lights as much. That's DeBoer's department.
Okay. All right.
But it can be hard making sure that everyone just doesn't touch everyone else's props and that they stay out of the way of me and my crew.
Well, you're not very big, but you're sure feisty. I like that. Stay away from my stuff. All right, so let's bring in now Gemma, who is playing Matilda. Tell us a little bit about what kind of person Matilda is.
Matilda is very, very smart for her young age. And she's living in a world that she doesn't feel appreciated for who she is. And once she meets her friends at school and her teacher, she suddenly feels that appreciation.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just her finding out who she wants to be in life, I guess.
All right. And we know the show from the movie Matilda, right? We see it on Freeform, I think, all the time. It's got Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. All right, Gemma, I'm sorry, Elena, let's talk a little bit about Miss Honey now. So who is Miss Honey? I'm guessing it's the teacher that forms a relationship, correct, with Matilda?
Yes. So Miss Honey is the kindergarten school teacher. She is very kind-hearted, and she sees potential in Matilda. So she takes the time to nurture her and guide her as Matilda grows and as Matilda struggles with her family.
Okay, so who plays... Which of your, you know, classmates, who plays the knucklehead parents?
Would be Madison Wascom and Philip Wood.
Okay, are they good?
Yeah, they're
those
wonderful.
Those have to be two great parts,
yeah,
right? Because they
yeah.
get to not care and just kind of push Matilda aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you getting that feeling, Matilda, from those two people?
Yes.
You are? all right. Mary, it's got to be difficult to do a play that many people know a lot about because of the movie. Is it harder to do something like that as more contemporary than doing something that was made in the 30s or 40s or 50s?
I think it is, because a lot of people come in with a lot of expectations.
That's right.
And you want to still make it your own, and, you know, you don't want to just copy everything that somebody did beforehand. So there's been a lot of creativity and planning involved to make sure that this is true to the original story and that it will be what people want to see, but also something that we've put together ourselves and can create, you know, an art piece, if you will.
Okay, I got that. And Lydia, what was the biggest challenge as far as the technical aspect is concerned? Again, this is a contemporary thing that we all have expectations because we know how the play goes.
There's a few technical challenges in this. There's a lot of telekinesis involved. And so in it, you'll see someone getting thrown across the stage, Matilda tipping a cup with her mind, and ghost writing on the chalkboard. And I, of course, cannot reveal that because that's magician secrets. And so you'll have to come to the show.
Okay.
But those were all big difficulties to figure out how they were all going to
work. All right. Well, Miss Honey and Matilda, I'm going to put you on the spot. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. You guys want to do a little bit of a scene? You want to do a scene real quick? Is there one you can do?
A scene?
That would make sense. hey, director, Mary, you got something for him?
You guys want to do...
She's got her book.
When she starts...
They should know the lines by now because we're two weeks away.
Oh, like the first scene?
Yeah.
You guys want to do about 30 seconds or 45 seconds of it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Which one, Mary?
The one where you first start talking to Miss Honey. Here, this one.
In her house?
No, in the classroom.
In the classroom.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, Mary, set this up. What are we doing?
All right, so Matilda and all of her friends have just come to school for the first time, and they're completely frightened because this is a big new school and it's terrifying. But they're meeting Miss Honey, who is a saving grace and who is very calm and welcomes them into her classroom. So I'll let them take it away.
Yeah, never mind about the few hundred people that'll be there. Just several thousand listening right now. Don't put any pressure on you. But they can't see you, and I won't watch you, so go for it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I love doing this to the young people. They can handle it. They're actresses.
Okay. Good morning, children. My name is Miss Honey, and today is a very special day. Your first day of school. Now, do any of you know any of your two times tables? Wonderful. Matilda, isn't it? Please stand and do as much as you can.
1 times 2 is 2. 2 times 2 is 4. 3 times 2 is 6. 4 times 2 is 8. 5 times 2 is 10. 6 times 2 is 12. 7 times 2 is 14. 8 times 2 is 16. 9 times 2 is 18. 10 times 2 is 20. 11 times 2 is 22. 12 times 2 is 24.
Well, my word, that's
13 times 2 is 26. 14 times 2 is 28. 15 times 2 is 30. 16 times 2 is 30.
Stop! Good heavens! How far can you go?
Oh, I don't know. Quite a long way, I think.
Do you think you could tell me what 2 times 28 is?
56.
50... Well, yes, that's very... How about this? Now, this is much harder, so don't worry if you don't get it. But 2 times 487. If you took your time, do you think you could...
974.
12 sevens.
84.
All right, outstanding. Love the accents too, guys. You've been working on the British accent, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Yes, sounds really, really good. So this is it, folks. It's Matilda the Musical, and this is open to the public, right?
Yep.
Right, Gemma and Elena and everyone?
Yes.
It is open to the public. People can come. Performances on Friday, March 13th, March 14th, both at 7, and then on Sunday, March 15th. This is Matilda, and it's going to be at Joliet West High School on Larkin Avenue. Guys, thank you very much for coming in. You got out of school today too, right?
Kind of.
Sweet. Very, very cool. Hopefully DeBoer will take you out for Dunkin' or something like that.
That sounds good.
Just get a receipt. I had your new superintendent here the other day. She said just give her the receipt. You guys get to go out for breakfast.
Oh!
Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.